Anna had gone to London and then to United States, and I tried to hide and live in the United States for 6 years, believing initially that I would be safe away from Amitabh Bachchan and India. After reaching United Kingdom and United States, both countries, I had discovered that Amitabh Bachchan had used his secret alliance with the CIA and the United Kingdom government as the president of organized crime, as one of their partners, and used their power, illegitimate power, in England and in America both, to kill me or to falsely have me declared insane. You understand? And when they had done that, they had tried to kill me and have me declared insane falsely in United States of America. I had survived their attempts, and at that point I had discovered their people involved in having me killed or falsely declared insane, their membership's people, you understand? And then after that, I had also discovered how they go about trying to declare a perfectly sane person insane, through which means, through which claims, through which institutions, through which people, and also discovered how they try to kill people, murder people, through extremely sophisticated means such as radioactive chemicals and radiations. So I had discovered that this entire system and survived it, you understand? And after that, they had tried to make repeated attempts to kill me, and when they had not been able to kill me, then they had started trying to show me and illustrate to me the fact that people such as United States government, Prince Charles, British government, you know, and the Queen, and innumerable amount of most powerful people in the world are involved in the CIA-led international organized crime. They are the members. Why don't you join the CIA-led international organized crime? And that is how they had given me the information about these extremely powerful people being part of the organized crime. And they had also, and they had also proven to me, because I had refused to believe. I said, what is this being conveyed to me? How can, you know, Prince Charles or the Queen of England be the, you know, member of organized crime? Up to police I had believed, up to secret services I had believed, but I say I cannot believe this. You know, Vatican's involvement in organized crime, I cannot believe. And then they had proven to me, you understand, because they wanted to subjugate me. They wanted to impress upon me that, look, all these people are involved, these most significant and most powerful people of the world are involved in our CIA-led white-collar social political organized crime. Why don't you join us? Because they had not been able to kill me. And I had said, no, I'm not going to join. It's just not, I just do not agree with its, you know, criminal values or non-values. And I can never adopt that. And by then I had also discovered my strength, that, you know, I had survived and they were not going to be able to kill me, because I had begun filing legal, you know, complaints, etc. And I had started, even in America, I had started going to the federal police, to the FBI office, started filing, you know, evidences with the President of the United States of America, etc. FBI, the American, American, what is it called? American press, who later I discovered were, of course, all part of the CIA-led international organized crime. And so they had, this is how I had discovered their membership and their power. And then over the years, they have tried harder and harder to kill me, using more and more of their members, more and more of their systems, and or to pressure and persecute me. And they have gone up to the nth extent of their power, reach and capacity to persecute me and subjugate me and to convert me or to kill me. And in the process, I have discovered the fact of their identities, of their members, their reach, and their modi operandi.